with obesity for the same reason. And this was a sugared sweetened beverage against risk for type 2 diabetes in African-American women. Looking here at sugared sweetened soft drinks, just the downward arrow shows that there was a significant rise as the number of drinks went up. You can see that here, whereas orange and grapefruit juice, interestingly, did not. Okay? So two different studies, two different increases in type 2 diabetes relative to soft drink consumption. So what's in soft drinks?
Well, in America, it's this stuff, right?
High fructose corn syrup. Everybody's heard of it, right? It's been demonized, something awful. So much so that the corn refiners industry has launched a mega campaign to try to absolve high fructose corn syrup of any problems, which we'll talk about in a moment. Okay? But the bottom line is, this is something we were never exposed to before, 1975. And currently, we are consuming 63 pounds per person per year, every one of us. 63 pounds of high fructose corn syrup.
That's American?
That's American, yes. Now, what is high fructose corn syrup? Well, you'll see in a minute. It's one glucose, one fructose. We'll talk about those at great length. One of the reasons we use high fructose corn syrup is because it's sweeter. So here's sucrose. This is cane or beet sugar, standard table sugar, you know, the white stuff, okay? And we give that an index in sweetness of 100. So here's high fructose corn syrup. It's actually sweeter. It's about 120. So you should be able to use less, right? Wrong. We use just as much. In fact, we use more. So here's lab fructose over here, if you had crystalline fructose. And they're starting to put crystalline fructose into some of the soft drinks because they're actually advertising it as a good thing. And that's got a sweetness of 173. So you should be able to cut that way back, right? They're not. Lactose down here, milk sugar, it's not sweet at all. Okay? And glucose, I should point out over here, is 74. It's not particularly sweet, and we're going to get to that at the end, okay, and what goes on with glucose. Right? But anyway, there's why we use it. It's sweeter. It's also cheaper, as I'll show you. So here's high fructose corn syrup. One glucose, one fructose. Notice the glucose is a six-membered ring. The fructose is a five-membered ring. They are not the same. Believe me. They're not the same. That's what this whole talk is about, is how they're not the same. Okay? And here's sucrose, and they're just bound together by this ether linkage. We have this enzyme in our gut called sucrase. It kills that bond in 2 seconds flat, okay, and you absorb it. And basically, high fructose corn syrup, sucrose, it's a non-issue. It's a wash. They're the same. Okay? And they know that they're the same. The soft drink companies and the corn refiners, because here are their misses. Okay, this comes from the Corn Refiners Association. Obesity research shows high fructose corn syrup metabolizes and impacts satiety similar to sugar. Indeed, it does. I agree. Okay, at meetings, academic meetings around the country. Okay, hunger and satiety profiles energy intakes following ingestion of soft drinks. Bottom line. Research supported by the American Beverage Institute and the Corn Refiners Association. They are correct. There is absolutely no difference between high fructose corn syrup and sucrose. So much so that the Corn Refiners Association, in an attempt to capture market share, came out with this entire ad campaign. You probably saw it on the back page of the New York Times. Okay, it was on TV. It's everywhere. My hairdresser says that sugar is healthier than high fructose corn syrup. Wow, you get your hair done by a doctor? I didn't know I could cut hair. Okay? If you all want to see all of them, there are a whole bunch of them. You can go to www.sweetsurprise.com and see how you're being hoodwinked. Okay? But indeed, this is true. High fructose corn syrup and sucrose are exactly the same. They're both equally bad. Okay? They're both dangerous. They're both poison. Okay? I said it. Poison. My charge before the end of tonight is to demonstrate that fructose is a poison. And I will do it. And you will tell me if I was successful. Nonetheless, here's Center for the Science and Public Interest and the Corn Refiners Association. Everybody remember last year when Gavin Newsom floated a soda tax? Okay, last February? Okay, Governor Patterson of New York has since floated one, and other people are starting to talk about it. So why are they saying this? Well, they're saying obesity is a problem, kids are drinking soda, let's tax it. Okay, so they're talking about soda like it's empty calories. I'm here to tell you that it goes way beyond empty calories. Okay? The reason why this is a problem is because fructose is a poison. Okay? It's not about the calories. It's not has nothing to do with the calories. It's a poison by itself. And I'm going to show you that. Nonetheless, I just want to read you this paragraph here, okay, in yellow. We respectfully urge that the proposal be revised as soon as possible to reflect the scientific evidence that demonstrates no material differences in the health effects of high fructose corn syrup and sugar. I agree. Here's the important sentence. The real issue is that excessive consumption of any sugars may lead to health problems. I agree. That's exactly right. Not may. Does. Does. So here's the secular trend in fructose consumption over the past 100 years. Before we had food processing, we used to get our fructose from fruits and vegetables. And if we did that, today we would consume about 15 grams per day of fructose. Not sugar, fructose. So sugar would be 30 grams, it would be double. Okay, we're just talking about fructose today. Okay? Prior to World War II, okay, before it got rationed again, okay, we were up to about 16 to 24, about 20 grams. So a small increase from the beginning of the century to World War II. Then, in 1977, just as high fructose corn syrup was hitting the market, we had increased that. We had basically doubled up to 37 grams per day, or 8% of total caloric intake. By 1994, we were up to 55 grams of the stuff per day. Remember, if you want to do sugar, then double the number. So that's 10.2. So you can see that more and more of our caloric intake, higher percentage, is being accounted for by sugar every single year. So it's not just that we're eating more. We're eating more sugar. Okay? And for adolescents today, we're up to almost 75 grams, 12% of total caloric intake. 25% of the adolescents today consume at least 15% of their calories from fructose alone. This is a disaster, an absolute unmitigated disaster. The fat's going down, the sugar is going up, and we're all getting sick. Now let me show you why. Okay. How'd this happen? Why did it happen? So this is where the politics comes in. This is the perfect storm, and it was created from three political winds that swirled around all at the same time to create this perfect storm. So, the first political wind, everything bad that ever happened in this country started with one man. Okay? And it's still being felt today. Okay? So Richard Nixon, in his paranoia back in 1972, okay, food prices were going up and down and up and down. I'm going to show you that on the next slide. Okay? And he was worried that this was actually going to cost him the election. So he admonished his Secretary of Agriculture, Earl Rusty Butts, I love that name, okay, to basically take food off the political table, to make food a non-issue in presidential elections. Well, the only way to do that was to make food cheap. So he was out to find all methods to be able to decrease the price of food. Remember Nixon's war on poverty? This, we're suffering from it today. Okay? That's what this is. Okay? Second political wind, the advent of high fructose corn syrup. Okay? So this was invented in 1966 at Saga Medical School in Japan by a guy named Takasaki, who's still alive. Okay? As far as I'm concerned, this stuff is Japan's revenge for World War II. Except, of course, that they're suffering from it now themselves. Okay? Like everything, you know, it always comes back to haunt you. Okay? And it was introduced to the American market in 1975. So what do you think happened to the price of sugar when this thing hit the market? Here's what happened. So here's the U.S. producer price index of sugar going up and down and up and down. Okay? This is not good. Okay? Stability is at 100%. If it stays nice and stable at 100%, that's what you want, okay, if you're a politician. Up and down. Here's where corn sweeteners entered the market, 1975, 1980, and you can see that since then, the price of sugar has remained remarkably constant. And it did so not just in the U.S., but also on the international stage. Here's the London price doing the same thing. And when you look at the difference in price between sugar and high fructose corn syrup, you can see that high fructose corn syrup is about half the price. Okay? So in other words, it's cheap. So high fructose corn syrup is evil, but it's not evil because it's metabolically evil.
It's evil because it's economically evil, because it's so cheap that it's found its way into everything. It's found its way into hamburger buns, pretzels, barbecue sauce, and ketchup. Okay? Almost everything. Okay? Somebody emailed me the other day and told me they went into their local grocery store and went through every single loaf of bread on the shelf. And out of 32 types of bread on the shelf, only one of them did not have high fructose corn syrup in it. Okay? So we are being poisoned by this stuff, and it's been added surreptitiously to all of our food, every processed food. Okay? And the question is, why? Well, you'll see why in a minute. Okay? So the corn refiners like to point out, well, it's just been a substitution. Okay? As the high fructose corn syrup's gone up, the sugar's gone down. We're just replacing, like gram for gram. Well, not exactly, because here's 73 pounds of sugar per year. This is from the Economic Research Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, okay? So disappearance data, okay? 73 pounds up to 95 pounds by 2000, okay? And there's something missing from this slide. Anybody want to tell me what it is? What's missing? Juice. Juice is missing, because juice is sucrose, right? Sugar. And juice causes obesity. Okay? So this is a study done by Miles Faith, a prospective study in inner city Harlem toddlers. Okay? And the number of juice servings per day predicts the change in BMI score per month in these inner city Harlem toddlers. Now, where do these inner city Harlem toddlers get their juice? From what? From where? From whom? From WIC. Anybody heard of WIC? You know what WIC is? Women, infants, children, right? A government entitlement program set up under who? Nixon, okay? To prevent failure to thrive? They did. This is the equal and opposite reaction. So let's add juice in. Here it is. And so most fructose items, when you put it together, now we're up to 113 pounds on this graph. And I just heard from Brian Williams of NBC News after the most recent study came out that was in the Journal of Clinical Investigation that we are actually up to 141 pounds of sugar per year, each of us. That's what we're up to, 141 pounds of sugar per year. Okay? Now, do you think that this might have some detrimental effects on you? Hasn't stopped you, has it? That's the point. It hasn't stopped you. That's why we need to talk about this. So, juice consumption increases the risk for type 2 diabetes, okay? So this is the relative risk ratio as juice intake goes up, and this is in the nurse's study, okay? Showing, again, juice consumption, sucrose, obesity, diabetes. Okay, the third political storm, okay, that's swirling around to create this disaster, this mega typhoon, okay? That thing that happened in 1982, the USDA, the American Heart Association, the American Medical Association, all telling us we had to reduce our consumption of fat. Now, why did they tell us that? To stop what? To stop heart disease, did we? No, we didn't, did we? Okay? In fact, it's worked the exact opposite. We've only created more. Okay? So now, how did this come to be? Why did they tell us to stop eating fat? Well, in the early 1970s, we discovered something in our blood called LDL, low-density lipoproteins. You've heard of that, right? Is it good or bad? Not so bad. We'll talk about it. In the mid-1970s, we learned that dietary fat raised your LDL. So if dietary fat is oil,
future eternity, welcome to my evolutionary broadcast. This is going to be some of the greatest words that we ever spoke tonight. As I said earlier this week, a testimonial of a lifetime transformation. So, without further ado, I'd like to bring about the supreme energy and the supreme frequency and the supreme being from within me, the all-powerful light, master of any master, the divine eyes, divine all-knowing, all-seeing, the most righteous and powerful one, the creator of all creators, the divine and heavenly Father in our midst today, the almighty All-Sundara, and all of my divinest and supreme greetings in all universal languages. I say once again, future eternity and timeless motion. All right, it's been a long time coming, Although I'm here, once again, I've never left. I'm always here, and I've always been here. When you get to a certain level and you start to understand how everything relates, how your mother and father got together and produced you, how you and your sister and brother are related, how when you get here, the purpose in housing, the purpose in clothes, the purpose in animals, everything all connects. And the more you connect those dots, or the more you connect everything together, piece in every puzzle, counting every cent, every factor, every fraction, you get the picture. You get the idea. You get, as they call, the full scoop. Completion. Since we know math is the only thing absolute, in any of these subjects that you all have been schooled in, that's the only thing that's perfect, that's absolute, that's definite. Everything else has flaws. Since I'm one of the authors of mathematics, and why I brought it about and became the author of it, is to make sure that nothing can be transgressed. When things are definite, we move on in creation. When you know for sure that it's definite that you're going to fall asleep tonight, you don't worry about it, because you know something is definite and you prepare for it in the future, or for your day. You prepare of when you're going to sleep, what time, how you're going to sleep, where you're going to sleep at. Same thing we could apply with any other thing. When you're going to eat, when you're going to go to work, or whatever responsibility that you have in your life. It's all calculated. It's all numbers, from time to distance to whom and where you're going. That's all calculated. Meaning, if you're going across town to see your mother, you might need a car. She lives 30 miles away. 30 miles, that's a big number mathematically. So you'll need a car, or you're going to catch a bus, or however you're going to get there. You got to add, constantly using the mathematics. I'm not going to get into that because that's not what the topic at hand is. Although I will say this, in all of what I'm saying mathematically, is that regardless if you are my friend or my enemy, I got more enemies than friends, you all can only serve me. On whatever you do, it's all going to add up. It's all pieces to the absolute puzzle. So there's no way, just like I said, I made the math absolute. There's no way you can defeat me. You can try. You can try hard. You can try even harder, as others before you have, and failed miserably, face first. Just remember in your mind, in your head, that I told you so, who and what you're playing with. Doesn't matter what you like, how you feel, you're dealing with the supreme soul present on this planet. And regardless of what body I choose to come or appear in, it's like you driving different cars. You drive whatever car you want to be in. You're not the car, although the car is getting you to wherever you need, whatever destiny. So you have no say in what I choose and what vehicle I choose and what it's based on. This vehicle I'm currently in and will be beyond time. I'm fixing this up as we speak. Because I'm fixing this up and I'm changing and transforming the genetics of this body, whom and what it was prior has died. It's gone. It's not here anymore. The frequency is higher. The thinking is different. It's more concentrated. And the blood is ridding all the toxins and poisons out. You mean that's how I got the poisons there? In the first place, as I said before, everything is a teaching. Everything is a fraction or a piece of the totality of the puzzle or of the pie, slice of the pie, piece of the puzzle, fraction of the absolute. So in this fraction, I allowed myself, or I would say the mid-self asked me two things that I granted. First, it asked me, since you all have this obesity problem and whatnot, it asked for me to be the icon of the natural way of showing people the natural way of losing weight at will, simple. And it also asked to take the health or the healing of the body to the next level. So I granted both those things. And in that process, even for me to visit more, this body had to be cleansed. I say that to say this. That even this body here decided it feels it wanted to quit based on whatever. It's going to be willed back as it has been a few times because it's not a weak body. That's why I chose it. There's power in here that I'm going to begin to explore. So, as I was saying, I permitted or I granted those requests, and I'll grant any other one. I've made that publicly known a while back. I've kept my promise. I don't play. So that's what's taking place. Oh, so in that, I'm now an iconic figure of telling you what sodium will do to you. Well, not me. This body is, I would say. I'm pure energy. You know, you say you're hungry. I'm not hungry. I'm never hungry. The body needs food. I don't need any food. So I'm not hungry. But how you all speak to yourself, you don't pay attention to that. When you say, I'm hungry, I need rest, I need to go to sleep. No. Energy is going to be there. If your phone's on the charger, the energy is still there. It's the phone that needs the energy. It needs to be charged or sleep. That essence goes on. So I don't need any rest. I'm always at work. And once when you know your essence, you'll know and speak to yourself if you're sleepy or is the body sleepy. Been waiting for this for a while. Tonight, anybody in any opposition have anything you choose to say on here to me, you're welcome. I just would advise that you don't be disrespectful. Because you might have an accident. So, to prevent that, you give me the energy, and I'll give you in return the energy you bring to me. You bring respect, you get respect. You bring disrespect, then I'll bring you a wreck. And I'm not some new person on the block. You all been knowing me for years. Most of you all I've shown you better than I could tell you. You know, hands on. So that's something else I wanted to put out on whoever's request that they want to come in and share. If not, I can teach for eons and beyond that. So, first getting into how I was able to will myself. You know, there's a movie out called Split. And it shows, or in that, it tells people how people that you all call crazy or people that are really between dimensions. That's why when you get old or whatnot, you have dementia, because you're between dimensions of this earth and leaving. So you have dementia. You don't remember what you've done here, whatnot, because you're on your way out. And so you go in reverse. You get more childish. You get more, just like you grown, now you're going in reverse because you're going backwards, or you're disintegrating from adulthood to childhood, then where you didn't exist. And that's where people die, from dementia. With this, people are able to go into different dimensions mentally. When that's practiced right, you could actually heal yourself from being able to put your mind in different dimensions, different places. You know, kind of like when people say, or some people who are able to block out pain by taking their mind somewhere else. away from the pain, or people in the church that thought Jesus healed them, but you healed yourself because you believed in what you were doing. You believed so heartily that you was going to be healed or whatever was going to take place, that you willed that upon yourself. Still be done. If that's how creation got started, by willing, you didn't have any hands, but you did have a will. Or at first, I had a will. Before hands and all these other things. Matter of fact, that's the lower level of creating, very limited. That's why this world hadn't built half the things that was built prior. Because you're using your hands, not your minds. Since thought travels now, for some, at 5 billion miles per second, you can do 20 million times more in that state than you can doing things with your hands. You know, like the Egyptians and some of these other people have done, that we can count. The people up north at one time, they did wonders that would make the Egyptians look like amateurs. They had to be put on ice. Now the ice is melting and the powers are coming back again. To those who will be gods and goddesses. What you knew, it's already in you. You don't have to be taught. You don't need a school. It's already within you. That's why that book or that mental look, it tells you the kingdom of heaven's within you. It tells you that. Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to relinquish the class to the other things we have in hand of learning, because I'll be on here for eternity teaching. And I know most of you all like that, and I wouldn't mind that. Although we still have a topic or a subject that needs to be addressed, and that was requested from within, that it be taught or brought out. I'm going to hold my promise. My word is bond. Why should your word be bond? Because your word is you. When you put your word out there, you put your vibration, your DNA, because ain't too many people that sound like you. People talk about DNA in your blood, although your DNA is your signature voice as well. So with your own DNA, you vibrate it. I'm going to do this, or I'm going to say I'm going to keep my word to do that. So you said it. That's your signature. So when you say something, that is a physical thought that you made manifest. So now you have to do it. If you didn't say it, you wouldn't have put that word manifest. It just would have been a thought. We know mere thought counts for nothing unless it could be put into practice or applied. If you can't apply thought, then it counts for nothing. even though you start from nothing. Zero's first. When you're in your mother's womb, you're nothing. You're a zero. Then you take the steps and you're 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, so on. 1 year, 2 year. Key idea, you are a zero. Nothing comes before something. Our creation was nothing before we put things there. We all know that. All right, I'm still speaking. So we're going to go on further in this class. And as I said earlier, those who like to speak with me on whatever, floor is now open.
All right, let me paint the picture. In front of me is two parents and two kids. The parents are clearly diabetic. They're vastly overweight. They look unhealthy. They look like they're just growing cancer tumors while we're waiting for the checkout. And on the conveyor belt is all their food that they have been shopping for and eating, and their kids are, of course, climbing all over the place. They have no discipline. They can't settle down. They're hyperactive kids because they're being raised on all these junk foods that these people are buying. And on the conveyor belt, you see, you know, Kraft macaroni and cheese, tons of soda, you know, different kinds of sodas, like the cheap soda, the 99-cent, 2-liter soda bottles, I guess is what they are. And you got all these this garbage breakfast cereals, like frozen junk TV dinners, and just on and on and on, all this stuff. And, of course, they have about 100 coupons, too, because if you're going to buy food that gives you cancer and diabetes, the manufacturers will always give you 50 cents off of that. So they have a fistful of coupons, you know, a cart full of garbage food, you know, two kids that can't settle down because they're all being poisoned constantly by this food. And, of course, they've got lots of cow's milk and high fructose corn syrup products. And it's all GMO. It's all loaded with MSG. It's just the worst garbage possible. And, of course, they're paying with food stamps, right? Right. So they're buying this crap with money that you and I had to earn and fork over to a government that is going to subsidize their cancer-causing lifestyle because they're impoverished economically, which means they also get essentially free Obamacare. Oh, yeah, free Obamacare, free for them, but it costs you and I a fortune. Why? Because we have to subsidize their disease treatment systems. We, the taxpayers, the people who are earning decent money for a living, you know, the great middle class of America, we are the people who are paying for these individuals to eat cancer and become diabetic and eat junk food all day long and then to pay for their disease treatments on top of that as well. And you know what? There's something fundamentally unjust, fundamentally wrong with this entire arrangement. Number one, don't they have a personal responsibility to eat in a way that minimizes their costs to the rest of society? How unethical is it and selfish for these parents to eat themselves into diabetes and cancer and then raise their kids to be obese and diabetic and full of cancer tumors, and then we have to foot the bill for all of that while people like you and I are trying to be healthy, we're eating organic, we're avoiding toxic chemicals, we're paying huge, huge money for health insurance that has been mandated and forced upon us through a coercive government. They're taking this money out of our pockets. to hand it over to these people who are just growing cancer tumors by the day and using our money so they can buy junk food that promotes disease? It's insane. The system is totally insane. I'm not against helping people who are hungry, but why not limit food stamps to foods that are healthful? Shouldn't food stamps just be limited to foods that actually promote health instead of all this garbage? And I'm not saying everything they bought was covered by food stamps. There was a combination. They paid cash for some things and food stamps for other things. But what you can buy on the EBT cards, you know, the food stamp SNAP program, as it's called, the USDA program, there's almost 50 million Americans on this program. What you can buy on that is the most toxic, genetically modified garbage in America. And it's all a massive scam, as you might guess, because these big food companies lobby Washington to keep the food stamp program going so that people will essentially be spending government money to buy their high-profit garbage products made by these mega food corporations like General Mills or Kellogg's or, I don't know, Frito-Lay or Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, and all the brands that they own and control. It's extraordinary. And the other scam of this comes from the influence of retailers like Walmart. Walmart is propped up by food stamp money. Walmart makes huge profits on food stamp expenditures that you and I are funding. So Walmart can sell these people cancer-causing garbage, which makes those people, of course, another victim of the cancer industry down the road, which generates huge profits for Big Pharma at the same time that Walmart's cashing in and the government parades around saying, we're helping everyone. No, you're not. You're funding a cycle of disease and poverty and human suffering is what you're doing, and you're charging us, the taxpayers, you're confiscating money from us in order to push this cycle of suffering and disease so that you can gain votes by saying you're helping people? Folks, this is totally sick. It's twisted, and it's just another example of just how corrupt and how broken this society has become, and it's obvious every day when you go into the grocery store and you have people in line in front of you or behind you, look into their carts, look at the garbage they're buying. You know they're going to be diabetic, they're going to get cancer, they're going to have heart disease, they're going to have Alzheimer's, they're going to have kidney disorders. Why? Because it's cause and effect. That's what those foods do. So why are we subsidizing their health insurance costs? Why are we paying for them to eat themselves to death in a way that's going to cost us a fortune? And you know, in the vaccine debate, all these pro-vaccine pushers, they like to say, oh, it's irresponsible for people to have unvaccinated children because they might be a risk to all the other children who are vaccinated, which, by the way, is an admission that vaccines don't work. Otherwise, there would be no risk. But that argument, you know, let's apply it to diet, to food choice. Isn't it irresponsible for people to eat unhealthful foods that cause diseases that we have to pay for? Of course it is. And in fact, isn't it those people who are the most likely ones to catch the flu and spread influenza and spread infectious diseases like tuberculosis? Isn't it those very same people? They're spending government food stamps to buy toxic junk that suppresses their immune system. So they catch all the diseases and they pass them on to someone else, even if they are vaccinated, because the vaccines don't work either. It's the unhealthy people who are the risk to society, and yet they're the ones getting everything for free. The junk food entitlement system of America, the zombification of America, is fully funded by a government that claims to be compassionate but is actually destructive to life. Now, there's one more element in this that you may not have thought of, and that is, oh, the big banks. Do the banks have their greedy little fingers in this pie? Of course they do. Of course they do. Come on, the banks. The banks, it's a racket in every sector of society. They're making big money off of all the fraud they're carrying out, creating fake money and then lending it out with interest. Yeah, or just printing money if you're the central bank. Investment banks losing money and getting bailed out by the government to the tune of trillions of dollars that the government refuses to print for anybody else. I haven't seen the government printing money for you and me lately, have you? I haven't seen them doing any of that. Well, the banks have figured out that this food stamp program makes them rich, too. Because guess what? They get a percentage off of every SNAP program transaction. Yep, they collect a share of every transaction. It goes right into their pockets. So, let's see. Who's winning in this picture? The junk food manufacturers, Monsanto and the GMO biotech companies, the Walmarts of the world, they're winning big. The big banks are getting a cut of everything. The impoverished, diseased people are getting all this free stuff but not realizing they're eating themselves to death with all this toxic food. And then the people in Washington, D.C., they win big because they get to stand up and say, this year we fed 50 million people. We're helping the poor. We're feeding everyone. We're providing food. Yeah, you know what? These people are obese. They're not starving. They're not lacking food. They're lacking nutrition. They're lacking health. They don't need more empty calories from your soda and your high fructose corn syrup and your processed garbage products. They need real nutrition. And yet no one is teaching them that. The government's food pyramid, what used to be a food pyramid, is really just a pyramid scheme. Keep everybody sick and diseased and obese while the agricultural giants can keep selling more products that people don't even need because it's making them sick and diseased. So like everything else in Washington, the SNAP program, the food stamp system, has become nothing but a criminal racket. All it is designed to put money into the pockets of the big food companies, put money into the pockets of the Walmarts and the retailers, put money into the pockets of the banks, keep people stuck in a cycle of impoverishment and disease and suffering, which benefits the pharmaceutical industry, the cancer industry, the hospitals, the doctors, the vaccine industry, while the government parades around claiming it's helping people. But in reality, what's really happening is the government is putting a gun to your head and my head and saying, hand over your money. We're going to waste it keeping people sick, so that we can pad the pockets of the world's wealthiest corporations. That's all it is, folks. Just another scam carried out in the name of progressivism and progress and compassion and helping people. No, it's not. You want to help people? You want to help people? Hey, if you really want to help America, make me the Surgeon General. Wouldn't that be the day? Uh-huh. Yeah. Immediately, I'd be like, SNAP program from now on can only be used to buy healthy foods, and we'd make a list. Here's what you can buy with it. It's supposed to help people who are starving, right? So they need nutrition. So we'd reshape that list immediately. You can't incentivize junk food if you want to have your country succeed. You have to keep people healthy. You can't keep promoting sickness and disease and malnutrition in terms of empty calories combined with a total lack of real nutrition and real minerals. We could turn this country around. It's not even difficult. We have all the knowledge right now to do that. It's just that the political environment, it's just too profitable to keep people sick. It's too profitable to treat cancer. It's too profitable to treat diabetes and obesity. It's so profitable to sell these high-profit, high-markup foods that are completely devoid of real nutrition, yet deliver all kinds of calories that are more calories than people really need. So it's just another scam. And I know that doesn't surprise you. If you're listening to me, the Health Ranger, you're informed. You're aware of most of this, so you're not surprised by this, but doesn't it kind of piss you off? It kind of pisses me off because I'm in the grocery store and I'm doing my part as a responsible citizen. I'm taking care of...
All right. excuse the delay. I was doing some multitasking. So I'm back here. Interesting things said, nevertheless. They puzzle into what tonight's topic is about. And that is that you being poisoned. Matter of fact, when you go through that metal detector, you got radiation coming in you and going in you. It's under the disguise of, you know, criminals or metal detectors and all. The key idea, even though it's a metal detector, the radiation that detects the metal is going through you. And since it's negative radiation, what it does is it burns or it affects the natural metals that you have in you, which we all have silver in us and traits of gold and different things like that. That's what it does do. So when you all go through those things, I would highly suggest you hold your breath when you go through there. That'll kind of freeze your body for a moment, and the effects would be less. And try not to go back and forth in there, you know, one time if possible. Although these things would be permitted, I mean, you know, forbidden to us, or they would be permitted. They could be unpermitted if you all weren't such niggers. There's no reason in the world why a $1 trillion a year community can't get their own damn grocery stores, gas stations, et cetera, et cetera. No damn excuse. But because you all have been brainwashed like your slave master, you think dollar signs. You don't think in terms of life that we need clean food, clean water, and better fuel in our community. You don't think like that. You thinking, how much money we gonna make? Who gonna have the big car? Who gonna get the Cadillac? Who gonna get? You have settled for foolish things instead of eating from life, the tree of life. So if you are one such niggas and niggers, which means nothing. That's all what the white boy told you. Were nothing. A nigger, neutral, nothing. So much so you call yourself niggers. You've embraced being nothing. So if you all wasn't such nothings, zeros, you would have necessary things excluding silly ass money. Because you could have rocks, you could put value on rocks or papers or dirt if you want to. All money, that's just the illusion of what's behind it. We were used to trading with gold and silver and different things, not paper. So he got all your gold and silver, and he's giving you a piece of paper with a note on it that you settled for. He makes the things for you. Instead of you make the things for yourself, he makes them for you. So much so you are still a boy, homeboy, you call yourself, baby boy. There was a movie, Baby Boy, and they went into the trilogy. He's still living with his mama. The baby called his house the crib. That's what the European always called you, a boy. You don't want to be men. I'm not going to go too far on that. You all know how I like to cut with that. So I got two-edged sword today. One for your slave master and one for niggas. Double-edged sword. You know, in the beginning testament, it says just a sword. Then it talks that sword about that sword with the double edges on it. Two-edged sword. I got two edges. And I cut. Believe that with the truth. Regardless of how you like it, how it hurts, it stings, feelings, it don't matter about that today. You all are dying off. What in the hell you care about a feeling today? You're going to be hurting seriously bad in a couple of days. You don't wake up from your own foolish thinking. You're going to be hurting. And going crazy because you ain't going to know what to do. Waiting on Jesus, waiting on this same religion that enslaved you, you've embraced. Everything that enslaved you embraced. You embraced being niggas. You embraced soul food that was slave food. This is a food that was given the worst of the guts of the pig and the worst of the cheapest of the foods that you call soul food. You embrace the self-hatred. Instead of looking at each member in your community as someone that you love. Because if you love yourself, then you love your fellow brother or your sister. Instead of seeing them as members of self-love of your community, you shoot each other down like dogs. You can't stand each other. But you embrace this culture and this world, this westernized world. Anyways, let's get on some facts here. All right, I'm going to read some things here. Let's start off with your gluten-free granola bars. Let's start off with that. It's got 59 milligrams of potassium, 20 grams of carbohydrate, 6 grams of sugar, 1 gram of protein, and 60 milligrams of salt or sodium. If you look at all of these labels, they're always going to have equal or the more amount of sodium that's going to be in there. As a fellow was talking about the high fructose and corn syrup, which is fattening up people. You know, he said that's a sweetener, although it's a toxic chemical. These are the other devils or white devils that comes with the salts, with the sugars. You know, it is true if it's white, white is death. If it's white, you shouldn't put that in your body. Nothing bleached or starch like that, including white flour. I know Negroes love to cook that chicken in white flour. White bread, bleach, all these things of life has been taken out of. That's when something's dead, it turns white. The earth is original. Where earth is brown or black. It ain't white. When things decay, they turn white. When people say they dead, they get pale, they get white. Or if you're really sick or you're dying, you get pale, you get white, you get recessive. So here are these things in here, especially the corn syrup, it's nothing but ways to keep that doctor bill going. That's what the Obamacare was about. It ain't about caring about your health. It was about making sure, since they know these foods are going to put you in the hospital, to make sure the bill doesn't come on them too much, the wealthy. All right, going on here. Here's So it's like a can of noodles or something. Oh, breadcrumbs. It says breadcrumbs on there. This ain't even from Walmart. This is from a. Well, actually, this is a good one here. Let me share with you this one here. These are breadcrumbs, although this is from Whole Foods. Or this is from a better source here. This has 120 milligrams of potassium, zero sugars, 3 grams of protein, 22 grams of carbohydrate, zero cholesterol, and zero sodium. So you all have to look into these things. They claim that you shouldn't have more than 2,500 milligrams of sodium in your body a day. Some of these canned foods here, for example, these different beans and different things, they contain 600 to 700 milligrams for a small can. 600 to 700 milligrams of pure sodium, which is death. I would take a call, 770-770.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Jisun. What's your name? How are you?
Nancy. I'm good.
Nice.
How are you? I need to talk about sodium.
Go ahead.
Because my lack of sodium this past summer almost killed me. I had such a lack of sodium that I ended up in the emergency room, in the hospital, and I was sick. Really, 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 really sick. Because I had a lack of sodium. So now I'm doubling up on my sodium. Because if you don't have enough sodium in your body.
You're right. I was going to say that. Now, that's why I mentioned the 2,500 milligrams. That's per day is what it has been with doctors basically say and physicians. They say you shouldn't put no more than 2,500 milligrams of sodium per day. If you go over that amount, then you are basically
You're messed up.
You need your water retention.
But normal people aren't even
paying attention to it. What's that?
Most people don't pay attention to it at all. I wasn't paying attention to it. I mean, I didn't realize that sodium was that important. And it is. It is very, very important.
Well,
if you don't have enough sodium.
Let me show you this here.
All right.
I'm going to show you some. For example.
All right. Am I going back to my computer?
Show some of this fish here. They got some fish here.
I'm just telling you, from a girl that about died this summer from a lack of sodium.
Yeah, I get that, ma'am. I get that you but let me tell you this.
I was scared.
It's few people that have almost died from the lack of sodium, although from too much sodium, people are dying all over the place. Because
I know,
it is number
right?
one killer. Hold on, it's a
but
number one killer of heart disease,
attention to it.
High blood pressure. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
High
yes,
blood
sir.
Pressure.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Many other countless diseases that
yes,
people
sir.
Are being plagued from this. And the FDA knows it. So
is
I shared
it
all
salt?
The Obamacare, the Obamacare
I mean, what
was,
is it?
It's a
is
money
it all
game.
Salt?
It's,
what is
that?
It? Is it all salt? Or
it's the excessive amount of salts that are in these foods, basic foods,
yeah.
even juice and
yeah.
milk or whatnot, things that really you shouldn't even
to
need
preserve
salt
them, which is
exactly the preservatives.
Yeah,
that's what's,
yeah.
And we know
it's
preservatives are deadly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all preservatives is for the consumer to
keep stuff.
You know, the
body. Know, like, yeah.
So the person who is the person who's supplying these products, they don't lose no money. So if the preservative's in there, then the consumer takes the risk. Not the right, the consumer takes the risk with their health, not the the seller.
Right.
So that's what's happening.
And
I don't know if you were here earlier. We were talking about high fructose and corn syrup, and also MSG that's in most foods. MSG is also a toxic chemical that is causing a lot of autism going on. Autism then come along until very recently, until these preservatives and different things started being put in foods. Then autism
and
all these other new
dye
diseases
number five
started.
And the coloring and the, I mean, do you have kids?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, we think we're being good parents and we're feeding them good, but everything that, you know, we buy in the store, we don't really, really, really know what we're giving our kids. And, I mean, I have a 10-year-old that is about 105 pounds. I mean, she barrels me. And I just look at her and I'm thinking, oh, my God. I've, you know, like all this food I give her, I don't know what's in it. I mean, I try to cook. I cook a lot. But, you know, I give her Capri Suns and pack her lunch. And, I mean, the stuff that is in this crap we buy at the grocery store is, like, heartbreaking. But it's convenient, and we do it, or I do it. I don't know
and
if
we ain't
you
talking
do it.
About fast food. We're talking about this is supposed to be the best food for you getting it at the grocery store and cooking home what is that, home meals or meals at home. Besides the fast food, we haven't even talked about the saturated fats and the sodium, the high sodium, and MSG that's in the fast foods that most people, that's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
So to keep people working, you know, that's another thing. When you raise up the price of living, it forces people to stay working. You know, you got to work these extra hours. You need two jobs. So when you're constantly working, and these are also tactics in cults. When people join a cult, the way how they control people, and Hitler did this too, is first you malnutrition a people or a person. You keep their body or their chemistry off. Then you keep them working, you know, where they can't. You keep them basically functionless, where they can't function.
And right.
Their body and mind. You keep it constantly. So these same tactics are being done on the American public. You know, the high cost of living is forcing people to just work themselves to death. And they think they have to survive or to live a certain standard of life. They believe they have to do this. They have no choice. And it is a trap that's killing them.
Yeah.
You know.
But I'm talking to you right now. I can tell you're about 30. How old are you?
Physically or spiritually?
physically. Because spiritually, I'm like 185. So how old are you physically?
I'm close around there.
You're 28?
No.
32.
Yeah, I'm up in the 30 area.
All right, so you're a little bit 30s. So, you know, here we are on this earth. We're doing the best we can with what we got, and we got to eat. Don't tell me you ain't drove through a drive-thru in the last month, because I know you have.
Actually, I have not.
Really?
Especially since I'm on a transition.
I mean, I'm calling
definitely.
You out. I'm asking you.
And
you
and
have
I'm
not
saying
driven
just for,
through a drive-thru
I'm saying
in a
for a cup of water. I haven't stopped in those places for a cup of water. You know.
Really?
So, most
God
definitely.
Bless you.
But in the past, I have.
So, do you keep food in your car, or do you not leave home?
Well,
or?
I'm doing what is prescribed for us here, and that's fruits and vegetables. Not only that's prescribed for the body. These heathens that control the food source. Because they believe in, you know, that's part of the, they call New World Order thing, is, you know, you control the people's food, you control them. So that's why, you know, they don't want people growing their own gardens and different things, because it's all about control. It's not about
right.
money, it's about, all those things are about power and control over people. there are certain energies or certain powers in certain natural foods from the earth that people get. It's not just remedies or natural medicines that cure and heal your body. There are actually hidden powers in some of these foods.
Oh,
foods
yeah.
that enhance super vision, super X-ray vision. Foods that, you know, make you hypersensitive, intuitive. Foods that, you know, like the bananas, it's just pure energy. You know, if you look at the gorilla, how strong and whatnot
yeah,
he
make
is.
Yeah, make you not
from
have
banana.
Leg cramps at night. And,
yeah, the chasm, it's a power energy in those foods. And when
yeah.
they've been GMO'd, they know when they've been GMO'd and they've been tampered with, people don't get those powers that are hidden in these foods. Not just the nutrition. They're actually, I would say, energies that that heighten your organs. That's
right.
where most of powers come from, is your organs. So if your organs are weak, they're not functioning, then it shuts down the body. You know.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So controlling the food source is a necessity for these people to control populations of people.
Well, they weaken them. And, I mean, it's a shame. I mean, I think it's a damn shame. Going off topic, I grate my own cheese. I crush my own garlic. I try to get, you know, grow my own herbs. You know, I try to do all of that. But it's so hard, you know, like in this 21st century when you're, I mean, I'm in a suburb. I don't have, you know, like enough room to really like have a garden. I tried to grow my own onions. I tried to grow everything. But, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. But I do not, like, if I pick something up at a grocery store, you know, whether it be onions or whatever, if it's not from America, I do not need garlic from China. Like, I'll put it down. Like, no. I do not need stuff that's been, like, on a boat for 6 months and brought over here. Like, I know good
well, you
and
don't
damn
want to shop
well.
At Walmart,
it could
man.
Be.
That's a communist store, is Walmart. Everything in there is made in China, practically.
Oh, I will not. I don't like. I don't shop at Walmart. I mean, we're not live or anything, right? We're just having an intimate conversation, right? We're not live, right? Are we live?
Yeah, we're live. Yes, this is a live radio.
All right. Well,
broadcast
then
we're doing
I ain't gonna
here.
Say
did you,
nothing.
You didn't know that. What number did you call?
I called it. I didn't know it was streaming live, but I'm not saying
yeah,
anything.
You couldn't
I
talk
don't
to me
if
I was.
In. I'm not
what's
saying
that?
That. I'm not saying anything I don't believe in. So I'll just say it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to go into a grocery store and, you know, thank God they put the little signs up. They're like, these tomatoes are from, you know, wherever. And, you know, like, if I go to pick up garlic and they say it's from China, I'm not going to buy that garlic. I mean, I do not need garlic from China. I just want to buy garlic. You know, like, I could grow garlic in my yard. I do not want to buy garlic that came from on a boat and la. You know, like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to buy it. So, you know, there are certain things, and I just, I do not like the way that, you know, all our produce and stuff is coming in. I don't like it. I don't, it makes me want to have a garden, but my yard is, you know, not good for a garden. So I might join, you know, like some community garden co-op or something, but I get it. I mean, the sodium and the stuff. I mean, sodium almost killed me this year, so I'm on board. I am totally on board. I mean,
okay,
I was at a coma level and
for the lack of sodium,
seizure level.
You're from the lack of sodium, not because of sodium.
Yeah, but still,
yeah.
Same thing. It was the processed foods that got me to the point I was.
Let me read this here. Hold on, let me read this here. See, sodium is a salt. You need, or your body needs, certain amounts of sodium to maintain functions. Too much can hurt. Although low sodium, along with a host of other minerals, can cause all types of problems, even cardiac arrest. Now, did you have cardiac arrest because of the lack of sodium?
Pretty close.
Does mention it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty close.
So it mentions too low of sodium can cause the heart to go into a cardiac arrest. That means if you don't have no or very low sodium. So that basically the sodium and salts have to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you have certain, you know, the salts that come from the sea and different things they call it. I think sea salt they call it, different things. Those things, you know, in moderation can do the body good because it would need a certain level of that. Your body needs a minute daily amount. Salt too much can increase blood pressure. Now that's where a lot of things are happening now. These stores are giving people high blood pressure because too much salt intake. And that's why I was going over all these high milligrams of salt. If you just read the ingredients in these stores and whatnot, they have an excessive amount of sodium, which is, of course, the salt. And it raises people's blood pressure, and it causes other medical problems.
But as Americans, we're all, like, we're salty people. Do you not like salt on your stuff? I mean, really.
I mean, it depends what it is. I mean, otherwise, I don't need, really.
What's
like
your
said,
favorite
who put,
meal?
Who puts salt on their fruit? My point.
Nobody.
Fruit's not, you know,
maybe
everything.
Watermelon.
You know, who puts
maybe
sugar
a little
in their,
watermelon.
Who puts sugar on it? So when you're eating nature, realistically, you don't need these things. This is only when you need artificial stuff. You got to add some salt on there. You got to put this on.
No,
but
you don't.
When you're eating nature, everything in nature is already prescribed for you.
It's
already
perfect.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. I mean, yeah, totally. Pineapple, you don't need nothing. Watermelon, you don't need nothing. Honeydew, you don't need cantaloupe, you don't need nothing on all of that. But the problem is, it's not readily available to all of us. I mean, my kid probably hadn't seen a honeydew. I mean, you know honeydew melon, right? Honeydew, the green one.
Right.
That yummy, yummy, yummy. Honeydew is not just readily available to us anymore. I mean, I can't go into the grocery store and be like, I'm going to buy a honeydew melon and her get it. Cantaloupe, yes. Cantaloupe, what else? Pineapple, maybe. I mean, I'm
coconut
in Georgia.
Also.
Where are you? What state are you in?
Coconut.
What state are you in? Missouri. Can you find a honeydew melon?
Some stores. It depends where you shop at.
Yeah.
You can find.
You're in
pretty much most fruits and vegetables in
Oklahoma,
you know, regular grocery stores. So they all, or one might have a particular fruit or vegetable, and the other one may not have it, but they may have something that. So you have to shop around. Each store might have something the other store doesn't have, and they don't carry.
Right. Yeah.
We still have honeydew in Oklahoma.
You do?
You do have honeydew in Oklahoma?
I can't find honeydew here for nothing.
Cantaloupe, watermelon, which I thought was weird because in Oklahoma we used to not have seasonal fruits. But now all of a sudden we have seasonal fruits here and it's still winter. Like, that was really weird, the fact that I seen melons and honeydew.
I know, it's crazy because, like, when we need to find cherry, you know, like, we are like, oh, we want cherries, and then they're not here, and so I'm like, oh my God.
Now, we do not have black cherries right now. We usually have black cherries, but we do not have black cherries right now. We do have honeydew.
You don't have them?
Yeah.
We have no cherries. Like, cherries are, there ain't no cherries here. Like, and it's always what my daughter wants. She's like, oh, I want cherries. And I'm like, really? And then they're not here. And then she'll, you know, like, she's so out of season. She lives in the wrong state or something because she's always like, oh, cherries, strawberries. But usually it's cherries, but, yeah, we're screwed. I mean, yeah, she just messes me up every time.
Somebody fall asleep in my class. Okay. I've had a long day.
All right. I'm going to bed. Y'all are done with me. We've talked enough about fruit. And
I appreciate your participation and you adding to the topic today.
Thanks. Me too. And I have to go to bed. And, yeah.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Y'all gotta learn to stay awake in my class, yeah. Can't be that bad. Alright, what else we need here? Should we continue on, or is that everything?
We can. It's up to you.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. How are we doing on time? Yeah, we got a good half an hour. Okay. Let's see. He was talking about food stamps and whatnot. Now, they make sure they give people a certain amount of food stamps where they're forced. Remember, people are dependent on food stamps to eat, you know, to live on. So the amount of food stamps, and depending on who takes them, because you can't go to Whole Foods. Wild Oaks used to take food stamps. Matter of fact, I think they still do. And that's a health food store. So certain health food stores, some of them take food stamps, you know.
They don't even give us enough food stamps to take to go to health food stores. That's the poverty that the white man was talking about on the show. Like, they don't even give enough food stamps to even go to the health food store. About time you come out with 5 items at the health food store, that's your whole fucking voucher. So that's not fair.
Yeah.
not even fair.
Yes, they make people kind of forced to get these GMO things.
Forced to shop for pork and motherfucking salty processed food. You'd be amazed at how many times, I've been amazed how many times I go in the grocery store and everything that's processed, it goes way cheaper during the first and between the first and the tenth. That's when all governmental people get their supplemental food stamps. Between the first and the tenth, that's when all processed foods go down. But the things that are the most high is the healthy. So that's pretty messed up. That's pretty messed up. So a lot of single moms are forced to buy processed foods like noodles and microwave foods and crap, a bunch of crap, and pork. It's the cheapest thing you can find is pork, and now you can find chicken that's really cheap. The 5 for $25 they have going out. They changed all of our, in Oklahoma, they changed all of our grocery stores to nasty, processed, really, really dirt cheap, nasty food. All the canned goods are 20 cents, 40 cents, and all the meat is 5 for $25 except for beef and seafood. Everything else is just disgusting. It's overly packed. It still has feathers on it. The chicken still has feathers on it. It's just disgusting.
Damn, and the chicken still has feathers on it?
Yeah, the chicken still has feathers on it. And the fruit is disgusting. Sitting in your house, one day later, it's already rotten. The bananas don't turn yellow before they turn green. They just turn automatically brown. Like, they don't even turn yellow anymore. They just go from green to brown.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty horrible how they're doing food these days. And a lot of people, which he got wrong, that I felt like he got wrong, because I lived it, a lot of people that are actually living healthy are the ones that are being poisoned, and then the ones that are ending up with cancer and high sugar, high diabetes, and high blood pressure, because of the fact they're eating healthy and the rest of the world isn't. While we're immune to bull crap, y'all are putting in all good stuff, and you're still getting poisoned. Like my instructor at 73 years old, eating absolutely healthy, died from cancer, ulcers in his stomach, and he only ate fucking a whole food store. And a lot of people that I know that's down here eat whole food store, they jog, they run, they drink water, and they're still dying from cancer and weird shit. It's because no matter if it's processed or this, I mean, it's scientifically proven that it's full outside. If you're not immune to that, your body will suffer. But once you get immune to it, your body won't suffer. So a lot of people that aren't on food stamps are actually living longer than the people that are in the health food store. The health food store people are the ones that are dying. They're not, their bodies are not immune to all the poisons that are showing around. So I don't know. It really just depends on the strength of who you are. Because a lot more people in Oklahoma have been dying to healthy eating versus the people who are on food stamps. Food stamps, they can still live until 80. Why the person that jogs every day and only drinks Ozarka water and water filters, they're the ones that are catching cancer down here. So it just depends on your area also.
Good, man. Most definitely.
Who's going on the line? Who does that?
I don't know. Somebody is really tired. I'm going to start muting some people and see where that's coming from. Cut that out.
Do they eat?
It's not. Huh? What'd you say about veggies?
Oh, one of my children is vegetarian, one of them is a straight meat eater, and both of them are vegetarian child.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my vegetarian child actually is sick more than my meat eater. So I'm living proof of different, you know, aspects of how you eat. One of my kids only eats fruits and vegetables, and the other one only eats meat. And the one that eats meat never gets sick as much as the one that eats only fruits and vegetables. It just goes to show you. They're trying to tell you, oh,
right.
Yeah, that's healthy. Oh, yeah, this is healthy. That's healthy. But the healthy
right.
people, in my eyes, is the same as being suffering. Healthy people are the way to be junk food eaters. Yeah.
crazy, huh?
It's very.
Well, let's see. Since y'all are so sleepy, I'm going to guess it's kind of late here. Everybody falling asleep on me.
I hope so.
We'll go ahead and let y'all sleep in.
Without Farrakhan, everybody would be awake.
I guess this topic isn't that important to some of you all. We'll go ahead and let y'all get your Z's in. Or do whatever y'all doing, and we'll be back on later this week. On a topic. So, all right. With that said, time is motion, mathematical science. I'll see you all.
I got to get rid of more people.